As Americans take to the streets in Black Lives Matter protests, the pandemic threatens the survival of historically Black colleges and universities. But there's some hope on the horizon as Congress agrees to additional funding, and administrators in North Carolina, where more HBCU students graduate every year than any other state, say that may keep them afloat. WUNC's Liz Schlemmer reports.
Maria Lumpkin was drawn to St. Augustine's University years ago. She remembers driving through campus in Raleigh and seeing the historic stone chapel built by students in 1895.
I fell in love with the campus, and I fell in love with the spirit of the people that were there.
Lumpkin became interim president of her alma mater in March, just as the gravity of the pandemic was taking hold.
These past few months presented lots of challenges unlike any we've seen.
Rodriguez Murray is a lobbyist with the United Negro College Fund, an organization that represents private HBCUs, including St. Augustine's. He jumped into emergency mode on March 12th.
The president of one of our colleges and universities called me at 9 o'clock that evening and said that if they don't get help because of the conditions of this pandemic, that college expects to be in the hole between $2 and $4 million this year.
HBCUs are up against many financial challenges. They've been historically underfunded. Generations of wealth inequality for Black Americans have left HBCUs with smaller endowments and a high percentage of low-income students. For some HBCUs, says Murray, the cost of the pandemic could threaten their survival.
We've been through the Great Depression. We've been through Jim Crow and segregation. The institutions have no desire to fold now.
Three HBCUs have closed since the last recession. Others, including St. Augustine's, have risked losing their accreditation in recent years due to finances. With high stakes in mind, Murray joined forces with North Carolina Congresswoman and HBCU alum Alma Adams.
One of the things that I pledged to do when I came to Congress was to continue to support the schools that supported me.
At the start of the pandemic, she and others pushed Congress to help HBCUs, and they responded with about $1.4 billion. Murray says that still might not be enough, but it's far more than HBCUs have received in past crises.
We have a history of getting targeted resources to the schools, never this big and never this fast.
Lumpkin says the additional funding for HBCUs more than doubled the relief funding that St. Augustine's would have otherwise received.
This is huge for us. Without that funding, we would certainly not have the resources to be able to support the shift.
St. Augustine's will spend most of that on technology, and they're not alone. Peggy Valentine is the interim chancellor of Fayetteville State University. She recalled a student who was sharing one laptop with her four school-aged children.
These are challenges that many of our students, especially African-American students from low-income communities, face on a daily basis, having to make do with limited resources.
Valentine says whether they'll have enough money to avoid laying off staff depends on state funding.
If we continue to receive the amount of appropriations from the states we have in the past few years, then we will be okay.
Meanwhile, at St. Augustine's, fall enrollment looks good, but President Lumpkin doesn't know yet how much the pandemic will cost her university.
But I will say this, we will spend all the money that we have and more.
For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer.